You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government yesterday announced that it would charge returning New Zealanders for managed isolation and quarantine. Under the new pay structure, $3,100 would be charged per person in the room, with $950 for each additional adult and $475 for each additional child sharing the room. So, we did some math on this, so putting out for a family of four, this could lead to almost $5,000 for their quarantine. Any New Zealander who left for the country, who left the country after regulations comes into place or is visiting for less than 90 days, would be charged. However, these would not apply to anyone entering New Zealand and going to before regulations are in force. This also applies, the principle of not charging also applies to deportees back to New Zealand, diplomats, refugees, and those travelling to attend the sentencing of the Christchurch terror attack shooter. There will also be mechanisms to allow charges to be waived in full or in part. Currently, an estimated 600,000 to 900,000 New Zealand citizens living overseas, and announcing the decision yesterday, Minister in charge of border management, Megan Woods, said the government had carefully considered how to design a system that is fair on arrivals and not a barrier for returning to New Zealand, especially for those who might already be experiencing financial stress. On this issue, I spoke to three New Zealanders who have returned, planning to return, or currently are at overseas. The first one is Rusha Painga, who is from Napier and returned to New Zealand from Germany 2 weeks ago. And I think she has already left managed isolation. I spoke to her before the government's announcement, and I first asked if it is difficult for her to return to New Zealand.
It was very difficult. As you know, there was a lot of cancellations right throughout from March and even till now. And myself, I even faced two flight cancellations for that. And not only that, the cost of the flights are quite expensive, which are in the thousands. So for myself and my partner, it costed close to $5,000 to get a flight. And let's say if your flight cancels and you don't have, you know, any like refund whatsoever, you've just missed out on a lot of that money, which can hinder your way of getting back to New Zealand.
Imagine if the government has said before you depart Germany that they will charge returning New Zealanders for quarantine. Will you still make the trip?
I would definitely have to. I mean, my visa in Germany was expired, so the complications there was really, really difficult. I mean, Germany was not giving out any visas to anyone, and all those countries overseas were telling you that you need to go back to your home country. So what happened was I ended up actually overstaying my legal time in Germany, and I had to sort that out, which took about 3 months to get in touch back and forth with the authorities there. And then what happened was they gave me an extension that only gave me a bit of time to basically get out of Germany. So, yeah, I would have definitely have to come back still.
But do you, like, if there is an option, would you have accept that you need to pay?
I feel like that's making, you know, like a Kiwi paying or imposing fees to coming back to New Zealand is quite harsh, I have to say. I mean, being a New Zealander, you have the privilege to come home from a country that looks after its people, and it is the responsibility of the government to take care of its citizens. That includes giving its citizens the right to return to their country where they have a right to live and to work. And I think everyone could completely agree with that, but creating a financial barrier for people who are wanting to return to New Zealand violates that responsibility.
The second person I talked to is Adam Usmani, who is currently based in Aberdeen in Scotland. He had bought tickets before the pandemic to fly back to New Zealand for Christmas.
Could afford that because it costs about 10,000 New Zealand for me to bring my family back. Now, I've got, you know, people back home that are 90 kind of plus within our family, and it would have been really nice to come home, have a kororo, spend time with them, spend Christmas with them, And that's what it's about for us. It's about coming home and spending time, you know, because that's what you've got when you're a bit younger and you've got family that are getting a bit older. You've got that time you can spend with them. So to come back, spend 2 weeks in quarantine, pay, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and then at the end of it to think, this system is wrong, because what happened to common sense, which would denounce that, you know, for people that are low risk like myself, hardworking people, worked our whole lives, contributed to taxes my whole life in New Zealand and the UK, because there's a lot of conversation coming out in New Zealand, we shouldn't support these people because they don't pay tax. That's not true. I've been paying tax for a long time and I've supported a lot of systems in New Zealand. So hardworking, decent, honest folk want to come home, spend time with their family. So wouldn't you have thought maybe they could just wear one of those bracelets, like where you can track people, and if they break the rules, maybe we'll fine them? Isn't there other ways that you could think about it in a common sense approach?
When you say you're planning to come home for Christmas, how long are you intending? Were you intending to stay?
So we're going to do a 4-week stay. So we would definitely not be within the parameters of not paying. It's a 90-day parameter. We don't make that parameter. If you ask anyone to get 4 weeks off work and come home, that's a lot of time to begin with. That's unpaid time too a lot of the time. So financially, that's a huge burden to even come home.
With these charges in place, are you still planning to come back home?
Oh, I might never come home now. I mean, look at the conversation coming out of our country. I'll read you a couple of them. I just put them here because I just got them this morning. User pays, stop using our tax dollar. The team of 5 million has no choice to, you had the choice to leave our beautiful country. And here's another one. We New Zealand taxpayers didn't pay for you to leave. So where the hell should we pay for you to return? Now, that is not a decent conversation. And that is not the way that you should be talking to people that are part of your country.
Finally, I spoke to Lara Arriente, who is now in Panama this morning, and I first asked about the coronavirus situation in the Americas.
Usually about anywhere between 850 and 1,200 new cases every day.
Mm-hmm.
When this all went down in March, we and the government called for New Zealanders who were just travelling, like not living overseas, and we're kind of in limbo at the moment. But when the government called for everyone to come home, we had about 5 or 6 days of warning that the airports were going to close, and if we wanted to leave, we had to change our flight dates and we had to hurry up. And we had long discussions over several days. We figured we had 3 countries we could be in when everything locked down. We could be in Panama, we could go back to the United States, where my husband has family, or we could try and get back to New Zealand. And at that stage, we decided we were here to emigrate anyway. We've filed for a visa, but we decided at that point that the long journey with at least 3 flights, multiple taxi rides, possible hotel stays would expose us to too much of the virus, and the probability of arriving back in New Zealand with coronavirus as well was reasonable. So we decided to do seemed to stay exactly where we were. And now, about 19, 20 weeks later, this is exactly where we are.
And do you still have plans to come back to New Zealand?
Possibly, eventually. The plan was always to emigrate to Panama, but I do have a son back in New Zealand who I miss very, very much. And of course, I would want, he needs to see me and I need to see him. So of course, for extended stays at some time in the future. But right now, even if we wanted to get back, it would be incredibly difficult and very expensive. The whole thing that's gone down this week and last week and this week in New Zealand about charging returning New Zealanders for our quarantine day. I mean, first of all, I like the government's decision that they announced what yesterday or today. I think that's quite a good compromise. But it seems to be extremely divisive. It's turning New Zealanders into an us versus them, and us, you guys inside the country, and them, those of us outside the country. And I notice a lot of just pure hatred directed at those of us outside the country. I know it's coming from a place of fear, but the effect is, for many of us who are outside the country, I have never felt more unwelcome.
If you do want to come back to New Zealand, will the $3,100 fee put you off in any chance?
Absolutely. Personally, I could afford it. But the concept of being told I must pay for my own quarantine when I'm not doing it for me, we are also taxpayers, we are also New Zealanders. And if we're New Zealanders, we have the right to come home. And if they were to introduce a universal charge, I would probably not go home. I would probably fly my son out to see me, but I don't think I would ever want to step back in New Zealand if that was the level of unwelcomeness. Like, the sense of betrayal right now is just so deep. It's really, really distressing. And it feels like I'm begging for my citizenship. And it's a horrible feeling. Can you understand the deep sense of betrayal and being left mm-hmm. alone when you're on the other side of the world in the middle of a pandemic? I'm going to two stores and I come in the house and I'm terrified, like I've got to wash my hands, I've got to wash everything I bought in, and it's just living with this outside my door for week after week after week. And I haven't even told you the quarantine situation here. It's bad. I've been locked in this apartment for 19 weeks. Like, I am only allowed to leave for 6 hours a week. Mm-hmm. 2 hours on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at a time specified by the number on my passport. When I go to the supermarket, I take my passport with me. And there are men with guns, the kind of guns that we banned in New Zealand outside the supermarket, for goodness sake. This is frightening. It is frightening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.